Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
Yesterday, I must have been sent this headline maybe three times. Even Uncle T, our very own, he came in and was like, hey, what's going on with Makate? Why is he turning down 20 billion?
Hey, dude. Hey.
So, the headline was clickbait.
It was.
Because the way it's written, it makes it seem like Makate, so who's currently involved in a, you know, protracted lawsuits with
Mr.
Vodacom.
Call me. Yeah, yeah. Mr., please call me.
And they're at the point where they're negotiating a settlement now. And the headline just read, please call me, man, turns down 20 billion. If you're like, what? Why would he turn down 20 billion? What's wrong with this guy? Adufunani. Really, what happened was his team, his legal team, filed court papers in the High Court. Constitutional Court, actually. And they were saying that they're entitled to 6.8 billion rand. And because the case has been going on for 18 years, usually when a judgment like that gets awarded, you're then awarded the interest as well. Because otherwise, I could just say, okay, I'm not going to pay you. I'll pay you in 100 years. And then the time value of money, obviously, you know, it will be nothing then. So he was saying, no, you know, because of the quantum, it's fine. We don't need to factor in interest. We will just take the lump sum payment as is. That's what his legal team filed. So essentially, he's foregoing what would then be 20 billion rand.
Even that I don't understand, though.
Now, people are like, yo. But that misunderstanding obviously makes him look like he's a fool. It did get me thinking, though, because this is not my interest. I don't want to discuss that story particularly. I want to discuss things that you grew up believing, but they turn out to be false. Like, for example, I, from maybe 2003, 2004 onwards, I remember thinking, hey, Tommy Hilfiger does not want black people to wear his clothes.
Yes, because of that rumor.
Hey?
Oh, yeah. I heard that.
Then I was like, yo, we're not going to wear anything that Tommy.
Oh, yeah, I remember that rumor.
Isn't that true? What do you mean?
No, we never said that.
True. Oh.
Tommy Hilfiger never said that.
It was a smear campaign.
Yeah. Oh. Then there was another one, by the way. I don't know if you remember this. Maybe it was KZN only. There was a rumor that hypodermic needles were contaminated with HIV, and then that people were going to be using these hypodermic needles whenever you get an injection. Pa!
Oh, yes. I remember that. Yes.
You don't remember that one?
Nah, I remember that.
Yeah.
For the longest time, I grew up believing that Pinky Pinky was actually a character that you found, especially in toilets in the school.
I've and heard of this Pinky like Pinky thing. You know, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
wire Pinky. Hair.
You never heard about Pinky Pinky?
I only heard about that when I started doing Car Drive.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, because we were doing a show on Urban Legends and he was like, yeah, Pinky Pinky. I was like, huh?
What is a Pinky Pinky?
Yeah. I was like, what the hell, bro?
No, it was reaching for my lung. I actually used to believe that cow's milk or drinking cow's milk will actually lead to greater bone strength. You wouldn't fracture your bones.
Yeah, calcium.
No, guys, but actually studies have proven that not only does it not safeguard you from bone fracture, but it's also not good for you as you get older. Because
too
we all now know,
it,
yes,
yeah.
Too much consumption of dairy is not good for you.
So
everything we thought that you could continue to take cow's milk as you get older is actually not so true.
Also, I also used to believe that, you know, like on Christmas Day, people would come out, watch the sun dancing.
Yeah,
I believed that for the longest time. And I really couldn't see anything. Then someone says, look properly. And then your mind is playing games on you. And you're like, oh, yeah, I see it. But sometimes you wanted to fit it. You're like, yeah, I see it. Even though I'm like, maybe I'm the only person who doesn't see the sun dancing.
Yeah.
Growing up, I'm realizing, man, there's no sun dancing on any particular day.
That was cute, though.
Even so, Christmas, that, you know, Jesus was even that he's born on a particular Christmas, the 25th of December.
Yeah.
It's not true. Like, the day is somewhere, I think, in September.
Yeah.
I could be mistaken, but it's definitely not that particular day. And I grew up believing it was on that particular day.
So something that I believed for the longest time, but it's not necessarily a grew up believing, and I learned this the hard way in my 20s. You know when you start working and you think, oh, HR is my friend. Until you learn, HR is not your friend.
HR is your friend.
No.
HR
is the company friend, not your friend.
That's not what it should be for.
No, so you both right. HR is your friend, but they actually represent the company.
Yeah, and the interest.
Yeah. That's ideology.
Like, but you normally learn the hard way.
No, but there are two elements, because there would be employee relations, and then there would be the HR, which does the administrative part, the payroll, etc. So there is the disciplinary element of it, and then there's also the administrative part of it where they pay us, remember?
Outside of that disciplinary element, there's also parts where we think you can just go and say anything and everything to HR because they're for me.
As you should.
Until you learn. It's the how you say it that matters. Oh.
That's I'm going to try it.
Give us a shout and let us know what are some of the things you grew up believing. And then it turned out, God, this whole thing was a lie. Hey? Somebody just posted something on Twitter and I was like, actually, you know, so, do you remember there was, I don't know, again, maybe you remember this all, or maybe you won't, but there was a big, big rumor that grapefruit was an orange that was infected with blood.
Nah, I'd never heard of that before.
You never heard that?
No.
Because grapefruit, it's an orange, but it won't get, it's like red.
Yeah, red pulp.
Yeah.
Flesh, yes.
Yeah.
So, wait, Jesus' birthday is not the 25th of December.
That's funny. This guy was 2 days old. 2 days old and he found out.
Yo, mina, season, mina, I used to believe, they used to tell me, if you can drink ilokuzana, like donkey urine, you'll be able to whistle. You'll be the best whistler in the world.
No,
man.
Oh, damn. I grew up believing older people have money. Like, they used to look to Umundo Seven Sayo Unemali.
Until you became Mundum Dan.
I'm counting down to month end. I need to shoot a month end, October. Month end!
That's funny.
Oh, yeah. I grew up believing that if you're in trouble, like maybe did something and then you start going home.
How? What happened now? That is still been Orange Farm.
Hi, Caesar and the family. How are you there?
Sapi, Lawena?
I'm blessed beyond measure.
Yebu.
Yes, Caesar, Minanga Kulan Kolo, Gutimonga Kamans, Oluan, Joanna Fagi Santa Pindela Peko.
Hey! Oh man. Yes, let me tell you, you know what caused that thing? Because water generally does evaporate, right? So abantu some walking bagete. Then the water will evaporate, then you come back and then you go how winds again.
There's a certain standard that will give us to the winds.
Oh, sorry. Oh. Yeah. So sometimes the water will evaporate and then you think what's happened in the corner, the villa corner, yeah, well. So sometimes I think that would be what it was. That's what would cause certain urban legends.
I want to get someone who did prove it, because mina is only proof.
No, vele pela iko leonto. It's my dala man. You know it's a iko leonto.
Yeah. Hi, thank you.
Chef, thank you very much for the call. That is helping.
Chef, I love you all day.
Thank you very much. We love you too. So keep giving us a shout. 086-000-0959. What are the things that you grew up believing to be absolutely true, and then you later found out, no, man. Two tweets I want to read. The first one, from the Real King essay. I bet there are still people who believe that if somebody points at you with a knife and then they don't stab the ground, you're going to get stabbed soon.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember that one?
Oh, yes. It's like how my mom still, till today, believes that you shouldn't stir anything with a knife.
Because it's a part of his bowl.
Yes.
Yes. But for real.
Come on.
No, for real.
Really?
Yeah. And then Mr. Mina Elteklobe Kulu. Now, this one, there's two kids in the car. He says, I used to believe that when you get married, you're going to have lots of good times.
Really?
God, dude.
It tapers off
it's
all the
time. End of good times.
Excuse me, not my cousin, not me. My cousin, wa kula, I believe, which magadla ilihlo lenkukhu.
uzohlakanipha ukusindlula sonke. So bekuthiwa nje makuphekwe inkukhu, hayi kuyaziwa ukuthi inhloko iyakuyi.
Mina, I grew up believing ukuthi, well, my mom and my sister used to say ukuthi if ugunda your nails at night, you're going to turn into a monkey. So, and I used to bite my nails when I was young. So I never bit my nails in the evening. And then also, Uti, when you cut your hair, if you don't take your hair and burn it, and Yandiza, if a bird comes and eats your hair, I don't know if birds eat hair, but if the bird comes and eats your hair will never grow again.
No. Wow. So you know what I know about the bird one. So Uti, if the bird comes and it builds a nest with your hair, then you're going to go crazy. Yeah. So if you cut your hair and you don't dispose of the hair properly, and a bird comes and it builds a nest with it.
But who would have seen the bird building a nest using your hair?
So you're asking all sorts of questions now, as if you didn't grow up with the grandmother. Who asked these things?
I never heard some of these, bro.
You take it as a fact and you move on.
Bebathanda ukuthi makudlula ihesi kuwumngcwabo, melo ubambe izandla zakho zithu ngathi yathandaza, otherwise uzofa.
Yo. Yizwa nje. Kuningi. And kuningi, yeah. Let us know what your thoughts are.
So I married into the Swati family. And then now my hair started falling off, alopecia. And then I started shaving my head. Ooh, the grill I got from the aunties and gogos. Ukuthi ngihlolela indoda ukuthi ife.
Hayibo.
Why am I shaving off my hair? Because my husband is going to die. Na namhlanje usaphila. 13 years later. Sesize sidivosile ulokukhona ngisagunda my own chiscope.
Mamela, mina, I remember when Sean Kingston started to blow up and everybody said Sean Kingston was from that, the PIG, more money, more problems. Remember the kid, the chubby kid? Yeah, but he was Sean Kingston. And then when he came to South Africa, he said, no, man. And then they asked him a question, are you that kid from that more money, more problems video? He's like, no, I'm not. So, yeah, that's one thing I believed. I heard the rumor and I flew with it. And I'm just to find out to Sol Penduka.
That's funny.
I remember that cool drink, Gale 1.25. So, to make things easier, my parents would always just be like, no, go to the shop and ask for Leo could drink the one you have, like that bottle. So I used to think, yo, like people who sell cool drink are so lucky, they've got tabs of cool drink that just comes out and they just fill up your bottle and they give it back to you. If only I knew.
Actually, because Saul, I don't know if you know this and if you remember, you used to take the bottle back because it was glass, right?
Yes.
So it was our way of recycling. So if you took back a crate, you'd get a discount.
Yes.
So we'll take 1.5 liter. I got kind of 1 liter. Probably 1.5 my low. So if you take a 1 liter, what pinceli bottle you get a discount. So people would go to the shop holding bottles, and then because you don't see behind the counter, you hand over the bottle, then they give you a new bottle that's full.
Yeah,
and you think they filled up that bottle. Yeah, I can see why you think that as a kid. Actually, this makes sense.
And if you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.